Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I am thrilled because today I have with me Temple Hayes. Raised in South Carolina, Temple was born to questioning everything, including her sexual identity. She turned into new understanding of spirit to pull her from the car wrecks of alcohol addiction and through 100 different fears. She is now one of our top spiritual leaders and authors, and I'm thrilled to have you here, Temple. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be on your show, and thank you for doing what you do and being willing to step out there and have a voice to support a changing world.
Oh, and, you know, what we love doing more than anything is supporting others and their voice for a changing world, and that's why I'm so thrilled to have you here. I'd love it if you would start by telling us a little bit about your background and where that brought you today to your passion and purpose, because it's so interesting, and not everyone may be familiar.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that was the main reason I was so driven to write the book, is because I have, through my life experiences, I've developed steps and processes that can really help change some of the circumstances and challenges that we have today. We seem to be somewhat of an emotionally drained society. And I don't know about you, but I see a lot of people, and this is one of the subtitles on the book, of moving from disconnected and drained to energized and impassioned. And our number one key, at least in my humble opinion, is that life is meant to be, you know, filled with excitement and zeal, you know, and look forward to, like, oh my gosh, what kind of mysteries are going to happen today, versus dread and, you know, all those kind of things. And when you look at children, for example, they're in awe of every moment of their lives. It's just this awe-ness, right? And so I was one of those kids that was totally in awe of everything. And I wanted to know stuff, and I questioned everything, and I found that people weren't really comfortable living in questions. You know, it's because I said so, or, well, because that's the way the preacher said, or my school teacher said, you can only do it that way, and that's the only way. And I think that that happens to a lot of people. We start early on getting kind of programmed. I'm not saying it's intentional, but it's just like we become like one of the masses, right? And we lose our sense of uniqueness. And when I began to lose my sense of uniqueness, and it was pointed out time and time and time how different I was, then I became uncomfortable with those differences. Now when someone thinks I'm different, I think it's a great compliment. You know what I mean? I'm like, well, thank you. Thank you for noticing.
But when
you're young, right? But when you're young, it's like, oh, I had to work hard at being different. Thank you, you know, and having the courage to be different. But back then, you know, it's like it wasn't comfortable. And so I held back from a lot of things that were my gifts and my talents. And I like to say I'm the same person I was at 5 years old. It's just that now I've given myself to truly be it and not be concerned with rejection or, you know, people not liking me or, you know, all the other elements that people carry around. So that's one part of it. And when we aren't using our own minds and our hearts and being guided by our own internal path, you know, we do die a little. And that's the whole point, Vicki, and that's why the title of the book is what it is. The intention is for people to have a paradigm shift, because people are, for the most part, they're so concerned with or hoping that they'll never die. You know, most people don't even want to ever talk about that we are going to die. They hope that we'll be able to buy a pill and we can just avoid it altogether, you know. But there's so much avoidance or denial about the physical death that what we don't realize is there needs to be more of a concern with dying while we're living, right? Because that's unnatural. A true death is right now natural, but dying while we're living is not natural. And people that die while they're living are people that they're in professions they don't want to be in. They're making choices that they feel like they don't have a choice about. They're medicated way too much so they don't have to feel. They aren't fulfilling their dreams or feel like they're possible. There's a lot of different levels of dying. And it doesn't mean that, you know, something has to necessarily be wrong with someone, but they're not who they could be. Do you know what I mean? I think there's a lot of a subtle global grief that people carry around because they're not being who they really could be.
Yeah, I think that that's so true. And I think never has it been more evident in my life than it is now. So your message is so important and so timely. So I'd love for you to tell us about your book. Tell us, first of all, the name of the book and why you wrote it, what it's all about.
Well, the book is entitled, When Did You Die? 8 Steps to Stop Dying Every Day and Start Waking Up. And I was guided to write it a number of years ago. It also intertwines in the book my personal story. And I highlight my earthly story, like being born and certain things that I went through and crisis and, you know, alcoholism and all those kind of things. So it's not just a cliche-oriented book with no proven true experiences. And so I give examples of how it's proven to be true in my life, you know. And the other is that I give processes and integrating steps at the end that each and every person can use in their own time and in their own way, and they work. For example, often we hear people talk about, you know, there's love or there's fear, and we all kind of get that intellectually, right? You get, I get, I'm either in love, coming from a place of love, or I'm coming from a place of fear. And we say these things to ourselves, but we keep going anyway. You know what I mean? We just keep going, and then we have fear again, and then we don't do something, or we put it away, or we don't follow through, or whatever. And so what I do is I address it head on. So some of these things that we kind of give glorified little either innuendos or little bumper sticker truths that go on the back of the car, I actually address them in a way that offers steps that not only are they addressed, but we're able to pretty much eliminate them in most cases. That's the key. The other part is not only do we face life in a way that we can die a little by not really getting how powerful life can be. And Vicki, I like to use the example of it's like in our cars now, for example, or on our iPhones or Androids or whatever. You know, we have Google Maps. We have all these things that we can use. We have these tools that we can use, right? And if we say we want to take a trip to Florida, but we don't want to use those new tools, and we say, you know, years ago, my grandfather had a map, but let me see what it says. Oh, it says you have to go on the back country road, right? And they're all two-lane roads, and that's the way you really got to go. It's going to take forever to get there, right? And so that's what we do sometimes in our lives is we're taking way too long to accomplish what we can accomplish. We're not using the right map and the right tools to get there. So that's the premise of the book, is offering tools that help people be vibrant, enjoy life, face challenges, but have more energy when they come out of them, not less, and use their own minds and hearts to direct the purpose of where they're going.
Oh, I love that. And I love the idea that not only is it an incredibly inspiring book, but it's also a book that offers, as you say, steps and tools so people really can get there, especially if they're just starting out on a new journey.
Absolutely. And it's for people of all ages, not just people at a certain age, not just middle age, but for people of all ages. I had some young adults come and see me by way of a relative, a distant relative, and they looked at the book and said, oh gosh, yeah, we've really been wanting to order a copy of that. One of them said, you know, I feel like I've been dying a little bit. You know, I'm doing a profession or I'm getting my education in a direction that my father wanted me to go and I don't really want to do it. And so anyway, he takes the book, he takes it over to the beach and he reads it a little bit and he leaves me this beautiful note that I found when I came home and he said, thank you for waking me up. So it's for any age and any process that people can benefit in. Obviously, you can tell I'm so passionate about it because I do feel that we need to wake up. We need to, in order to get different, we're going to have to do different, right?
Yeah, yeah. And that is individually, and then that turns into a collective type of movement as well, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, so important. So with that in mind, first of all, what would you like to see readers get out of the book?
Well, they're definitely going to get a different way of thinking about life and a different approach to life. And so in that, the eight steps, they're going to get steps that when practiced, they're going to find themselves more authentic, less hesitant about moving forward with their lives, and more modeling in our society, and more of a conscious, I'm a part of everything, and therefore I could do something small. And together, if everybody does something small, there is no large that anyone or any organization has to face. So the whole thing is about people waking up and us as a culture, for us to stop being robotic. You know, back many years ago in the 60s, small towns, people were kind of robotic in nature. And what I mean by that is people were influenced only by the people that they saw. So what the preacher said and what the doctor said and what their teacher said, you know, there wasn't a lot of originality going on, right? Because people just listened to the people before them. And back then we didn't have the internet. We didn't have new insight, new information. But what's happened through a lot of changes in our culture, we have 24-hour news, we have healthcare postings on every other billboard. We're constantly hearing commercials about if we're a certain age and we don't have this, we're not going to be okay. And so we've become so influenced to listen to everything and everyone except ourselves and how to make the right choices for what we need. And so the ultimate bottom line of the book is ideas and concepts and stories that will allow people to consider a stronger sense of common sense, if you will.
Oh, I love that. I really love that. That's really, really powerful. And it's simple, but very, very powerful. So if we were to expand this, Temple, what would it look like if this were like a legacy that you were to leave, that the vision that you would have for the book and for your work to have an impact on the world? What would that look like for you?
Well, for me, it would look like people collaborating more together. It would look like people being more alive and awake and on the planet, less addiction, less cruelty, less reactiveness, less drama. Because when one becomes clear of all those kind of things, I mean, we truly have a chemicalization change within our bodies. You know, we really do. I mean, there's such a change that happens within us. So my legacy would be, wow, you know, we were going in a certain direction and we were just kind of paying attention on automatic. And all of a sudden there was someone that came along that was willing to share some really sacred and personal things about our life that played some small part on the planet of getting people to stop a little bit, be attentive, and move from disconnected and drained to getting back to being energized and excited about your life. It's like I tell people all the time, is that, you know, the world, everyone and everything is only going to be as excited about your life as you are. I also am very passionate about animals and coexisting in nature and a deep love for that. It's what we're made of. It's what we've always been made of. And we need to be connected to that in order to have a vibrant life and an azalea spirit. So at the end of the day, all of that, but more importantly, that I put everything forward the best I could to actually live what I'm talking about. And that's more important to me than anything. So that's
I love that. I love that. So without revealing a lot of the book, can you give us maybe a tip that you feel would be really great as a preview of what's in the book and also something to move us into action?
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that I talk about is how we continue to repeat over and over each generation with our children things that we haven't totally addressed ourselves. So, for example, when I talked earlier about, and I mentioned the idea of fear, we talked about the element of that, and you can address fear through your head or through your intellect. You can shift fear and your adversarial responses to fear through your feelings. And so I give an example in the book. I actually give an example of a process you can use that's proven tried and true, that's very ancient. And I'm going to save that for the people that are interested enough to look at it, because you really have to do the process. It's not something I can just verbally explain. You have to follow the process in the book. But that being said, I did a house blessing one time, and there was a little girl there that she's about 9 years old, and she couldn't wait to share with me her room. And beside her bed, she had an end table, and she had all these rocks and stones and everything. And I said, well, you know, what is that? And she said, I have them there because they protect me from bad dreams, you know, and I feel afraid. Well, what is it most adults say? Oh, well, you don't need to be afraid, or, oh, aren't you going to outgrow that yet? Or, really, you're 9, don't you think it's time you let that go? Or, why in the world would you be afraid? You live in a beautiful home, the windows are closed, you know, all the things that, you know, be a big girl, you know, all that, right? I mean, any or one of those or all of those conversations or what are projected at people. And so rather than just do that or accept the conversation at surface level, I said, well, let's talk about that a little bit. I said, what do you really love? And she said, drawing. And I said, so how do you love to draw? And she said, well, I love to paint, and I love when I feel free to sit down and I paint things. And I said, well, have you ever thought about that when you dream, you're given images that the next day you could paint? And maybe the images that you're thinking of that are bad, if you looked at them a different way, could you see that maybe it could be that one day you're going to write a novel, or maybe they have some other kind of meaning other than something you need to be afraid of? And you could just see a whole new aha coming over her being, right? Because she had never had anyone ask her to look at it from a different perspective, and it totally changed her. She's not afraid now. So it's our willingness to spend just a few minutes in our lives to make some simple changes that we're complete with them then, you know? I'm not talking magic. I'm just talking about that life is always working to our advantage, but we have to understand how it works. And when we understand how it works, we understand that most of the struggle in our lives is because we keep trying to do things over and over the same way and anticipate different results.
Mm. That is so beautiful. Just what a wonderful, wonderful portion of my day to spend the time with you and become so inspired. And I'm sure all of our listeners are too. So I was wondering if you could share some place where they could connect with you and with your work and with your book. Is there a website?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can go to my website, Temple, TemplePlehaes, TempleHaes.com. All the information is there with the book, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, where to purchase it. There's a video when I talk about my childhood. Also, the other nonprofits that I do, helping animals, helping people. you know, everything is there. How to follow me on social media. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your feedback from the book. And Vicki, I just thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, I'm just so pleased to have you grace our show with your presence and with your wisdom. And if you could give your website one more time, I just want to make sure everyone can connect with you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. My website is my name, Temple Hayes, TempleHayes, TempleHayes.com. And by the way, that is my real name. I was named after my grandfather.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Temple. It's just been delightful, and it's been truly an inspiration.
Oh, thank you, Vicki. Thank you so much. Many blessings to you and your listeners.
Oh, thank you. And for all of you out there, thank you for joining us. And if you want to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, and our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's getei.com. And until next week, have a wonderful, wonderful time.